As I bumped my way to work along a particularly pothole-ridden and poorly patched stretch of road in Oakland County, I found myself thinking about Jack Lessenberry's recent opinion piece for Dome magazine, Why Budapest Has Better Roads. Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry is with us now. Always good to have you on Stateside, Jack.
Always a pleasure.
It seems your recent trip to Eastern Europe really was an eye-opener for you on so many levels. You hadn't been back there for 30 years, had you?
Just about, that's right.
So when you look with those fresh eyes, with 30 years having passed, what really struck you?
Well, certainly the bustling nature of it, the far more prosperous, there's no comparison between Budapest or Prague or any of those cities, really, from now till then, but they seem to figure some things out that we haven't. They seem to have both a thriving private sector and realize you need to invest in the public sector as well, and as you mentioned, one of the most startling things for anybody from Michigan would be I drove hundreds and hundreds of miles on roads in Hungary, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, the former East Germany, without seeing anything we in Michigan would call a pothole.
Wow. You know, and you stop and think about history for a minute and realize that after the collapse of communism, these countries and these economies had to completely reinvent themselves. And you got to ask, what have they been able to do that is still such a struggle in Michigan and in Detroit and in our Rust Belt cities?
I think in some cases their experience sort of parallels America's during the Great Depression. I mean, they had these horrible, inefficient, obsolete communist economies. All those collapsed between 1989 and 1991, and they had to reinvent the wheel. But there was a sense in all these countries that they were pulling together. They were all in it together. Under communism, of course, you didn't have the wide variety between rich and poor we do here. I think we also should mention that these countries are all much more ethnically homogenous than we are. Oh, I would say 97% of the Hungarian population are Hungarians. They speak Magyar. They look more or less the same. No major minorities. Same in these other countries. But in any event, they pulled together. There wasn't a whole lot of dissension. That doesn't mean they don't disagree on things. They have political parties and they change power and there's different levels of emphasis. But so when I talked to Hungarians about this, the idea that you should not fix the potholes in the road would strike them as being insane.
I'm speaking with Jack Lessenberry about his column for Dome, his opinion piece, Why Budapest Has Better Roads, based on his trip to Eastern Europe, and it was the first time he'd been there for 30 years. Let's talk some about Slovakia, Jack. You found that automakers and auto suppliers are really flocking there. Why is that?
It's sort of amazing in that there's, I think, nine people making either cars or so what we call tier one suppliers there. Some of it, of course, is that there are lower wage rates. That's true. But also, the company's been very hospitable. They have a good manufacturing-trained workforce. Bratislava, the capital of Slovakia, is almost exactly down to the square mile the size of Detroit. Slovakia itself is much smaller, has about 6 million people, but is the biggest per capita manufacturer of cars in the world now. And they've managed to sort of capitalize on that niche. Most of those cars aren't being sold in Slovakia. They're being exported elsewhere, not to the United States. But these economies, these countries, have been forced to reinvent themselves. We should say that in the early 90s, these countries, most of them had unemployment rates 20% or more for a brief time. And, you know, they had a hardship, but they didn't have any choice about it, and they sort of got it together. And I think that if a country like that, if a place like that can reinvent itself and do so rapidly, we have to ask ourselves, what are we doing wrong?
Yes, and you put that out there. And what do you see as you ask that question, what are we doing wrong? Since you've got this insight that you've seen after your trip to Eastern Europe, what do you think the answer is?
Simple immaturity and ideological nonsense. There are people in Lansing and then Washington, we're more concerned with Lansing, who might say, well, that works in practice, but let's test it in theory. Now, again, these people don't want communism. They don't want anything like that, any kind of state socialism. They all want to get rich as fast as possible, but they all realize that you need a public sector of the economy as well as a private sector. If you look at Hungary, for example, and it's the most conservative government in Eastern Europe, mm-hmm. They still spend about 40% of their GDP is sort of tax revenue, stuff used for the public sector. In America, it's less than 29%, I think. And there's questions of how you allocate it. These countries don't have huge defense establishments, but they believe that if you're going to have a thriving economy, you have to have good roads. And all these big cities, Budapest, for example, it is clogged with cars. cars. When I was there in 1986, all you saw is these little dreadful Trabants and Skodas and Ladas, basically plastic cars with lawnmower engines. Now there are boatloads of Mercedes and a few GM cars, lots of Fords, BMW, all these cars, but you can hop on a tram without any difficulty, get all over Prague, for example. There's also an underground in most of these cities and very efficient bus services. People have cars, but they don't strictly need cars, at least in the urban areas.
One might argue that that the difference between there and here is that traditionally here we've been able to leave the problems behind and move to the suburbs, which was not really an option in Europe.
Well, no, except the suburban areas of these cities are growing, too. Budapest has about 2 million people. Hungary itself has exactly the same population as Michigan, around 10 million, maybe a little less. Budapest has about 2 million. It has a growing suburban area, but they haven't given up on cities the way we have in the United States.
Interesting insights, and it's a very worthwhile piece that you can find from Jack Lessenberry in Dome magazine, Why Budapest Has Better Roads. Jack Lessenberry, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for your kind words.